Hello and welcome to the Friday, January 17th, 2014 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm the recording from Jacksonville, Florida. First, we got a little Linux bot to talk about, and in this case, the Aitra botnet. Aitra was originally found by Symantec, as far as we can tell, in December last year, around December 10th. Now, our reader here, Bill, who submitted this particular observation to us, found that this bot was listening on port 4028, something I didn't find in Symantec's write-up, but Symantec's write-up is quite brief in this particular case. Even more interesting, starting January 4th, we do see quite a bit of scanning for this particular port from only a small number of different sources. So certainly someone is looking for this particular backdoor, likely associated with the Aitra botnet. And Microsoft released some details about how its Twitter and blog got defaced. Turns out that the Syrian Electronic Army followed its usual playbook here. It did send a phishing email to some Microsoft employees. As a result, got access to those employees' email accounts and then, of course, was able to do password resets or maybe even find the passwords in old correspondence in order to then access the blog and the Twitter account. And Microsoft changed its mind when it comes to Security Essentials and Windows XP. Earlier this week, I talked about how most anti-malware products do offer some support for Windows XP throughout 2014, some even up to 2016. Microsoft, on the other hand, initially stated that Security Essentials on Windows XP will only receive updates until April 8, 2014. Now, Microsoft changed this, and you should now expect updates for Security Essentials on Windows XP, so these are signature updates, through July 14th, 2015. So you will get over a year to actually then do this transition. On the other hand, of course, this is not the only anti-malware that you should have running on a Windows XP system, and you should still look hard into changing to a more modern operating system. And of course, so far this year, we already had a lot of news about weaknesses in routers and outright back doors. So got one more for you here, and this time it's the Brightbox router, which is usually handed out in the UK by internet provider EE. I think this stands for Everything Everywhere. It has about 700,000 subscribers, according to this blog in the UK, and does also provide fiber broadband services. So nevertheless, even though this router seems to be cutting edge and high speed, it still has some of the same old vulnerabilities that plague a lot of these devices. For example, what was found here is authentication bypass, some JavaScript files that are accessible from the router do deliver full credentials to actually set up, for example, WPA and such. And these JavaScript files are accessible from the router without any authentication. Now, you may say, hey, you have to still be on the local network, but because no authentication is required, now cross-site request forging and such is, of course, very possible. And with that, even passwords can be retrieved. Now, they're MD5 hashed, but MD5 is probably the worst semi-credible hashing algorithm that you can come up with these days. So it would be pretty simple to reverse these passwords. As I mentioned, there are lots and lots of these flaws out there. I don't think we have seen most of them yet. My basic advice here is change the network addressing scheme on your local network from the default. Yes, it's security by obscurity, but I think at this point you don't really have a lot of options here with these routers. You don't necessarily know what they're doing and how they're doing it, but by changing network addresses inside your network, at least you make these cross-site request forging attacks and such a little bit harder. Strong passwords and such are still a good idea, but given that a lot of these vulnerabilities are straight authentication bypass vulnerabilities, they wouldn't really make a difference here. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.